Is diabetes keeping you from enjoying life's special moments? At US Med, we understand the challenges you face, and we're here to help.
With US Med, I can finally manage my diabetes without it managing me.
US Med offers a wide range of services to simplify your diabetes care. Personalized care plans, convenient access to cutting-edge diabetes tech, and knowledgeable support. Plus, we'll check your insurance so your diabetes care may be covered at little or no cost to you.
With US Med, I feel confident and control of my diabetes. I can finally live my life to the fullest.
Don't let diabetes hold you back. Choose US Med and experience better birthdays, better adventures, better anniversaries, and better everything. Call now. US Med. Better service. Better care. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Tammy Trujillo. Well, what kind of pet you have apparently says a lot about you. CareerBuilder.com sponsored an online survey looking for a connection between a person's pet and that person's profession, their annual salary, and their level of job satisfaction. Now, amongst some of the results, CEOs are primarily dog owners. Snake and reptile owners are among the highest paid workers out there, earning six-figure salaries. People who like their jobs generally have a bird at home. Doctors, lab techs, personal caregivers, and realtors tend to have cats as pets. And fish usually belong to people working in the financial field or the hotel and leisure industries. Now, remember, this study's just for fun, so if you don't match up, don't freak out. You have the right pet, okay? Please, don't rush out and change pets on us. Now, some dogs, they have a real fascination with their tails, and it might not be anything to worry about, but then again, it might be. Most of the time, it's simply your dog enjoying some exercise in a very pet-centric way. But some scientists are now saying if your dog keeps on doing this, it could be a sign of an anal gland problem, flea allergic dermatitis, or other medical issues. And in some dogs, they now know it could actually be a sign of obsessive compulsive disorder. And you can check to see if it is by noting whether you can distract your dog from a serious tail-chasing session or not. Now, this could actually have some huge implications for people. Researchers have zeroed in on four genes that are connected to OCD in dogs. Now, if those same genes are found to be malfunctioning in the human version of the disorder, and some studies seem to indicate they really are, this could eventually lead scientists to develop better drugs to deal with obsessive compulsive disorder. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Get more breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
Hi, it's Alan Cable. You know, 33% of us pet owners talk to our pets on the phone with the answering machine when we're away. 62% of us sign letters and cards. So it looks like it's coming from both you and your pet. 79% give their pets holiday and birthday presents. 50% of those actually throw birthday celebration parties. And 17% of us sometimes dress our pets. You probably heard about the labradoodle that looks like a lion.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Listen to some of the 911 calls.
And there was a lion that ran across the street, a baby lion.
Lion, a baby lion.
Had the mange and everything.
Here's his owner.
I tell people he's a lab of lion.
When people see Charlie the dog walking, they really freak out.
I've seen him literally dive through the window to get in the car thinking a lion is after them.
Oh, this stuff's fun. We all love to humanize our dogs, don't we? Give them human emotions. I was at soccer on Saturday, and this guy comes up and says, can I pet your dog? I said, sure. He commences to acting like a nut. Oh, you're a good boy. You're just such a good boy. I said, dude, come on. You're going to get him all wound up. And I've taught him he needs to be calm. Here's the irony. He tells me he noticed how calm and mellow and well-behaved my dog is. I said, then why are you trying to juice him up like that? I said, buddy, you got to be calm when you pet a dog. Just mellow. You don't want to act like his head is the Hope Diamond. Of course, he doesn't get it, or he doesn't want to get it. And here's more irony. He tells me he's got dogs, and he doesn't believe in ever putting them on a leash. And he says, you know why? Here's why. Would you want to be on a leash? I already know the answer, but just for the heck of it, I ask him, do you bring your dogs out? He says, no, of course not. I can't bring them anywhere. I can't control them. They might knock down a kid or an old woman. Of course, he doesn't hear what he's saying.
It's not the breed, it's the owner.
The owner is everything. When you talk dog, the owner is the whole ball of wax. You know, when you got a person who's educated and understands what their breed needs and gives their dog structure and leadership and exercise and then attention, given at the right time, in the right way, you will have a great, happy, calm, well-adjusted, fantastic dog.
Like Kayla. Kayla, of course, belongs to Brooke, 14-year-old Brooke, who we will talk to in just a couple of minutes. She's an inventor, and she's invented something for your dog, so that your dog won't have separation anxiety. I always love these young inventors.
They're 14.
14 years old.
Wow.
So I hope it's good. Because yes. At 14 years old, my invention was, at least for my science project, was the volcano that exploded with the baking soda. That was about all that I could do at that age.
I thought it was drool. I thought drool was your big claim.
That was my big one. But hey, Alan, I got to tell you something. You know, guess who has an idea here?
I have an idea sometimes, maybe once, never. What? Who? You?
Tammy has an idea.
I do.
Oh, an idea. I love ideas, Tammy, because I've never seen one.
But I already told her that you would take 50% of it.
No, I won't take 50%. Just tell me what the idea is, and I just love ideas.
Let me tell you, I tried to pitch him on my prescription windshield, because I thought that would be a great idea. Always forgetting my glasses in the car.
That is a great idea.
Oh, I like that idea, actually.
I've been very excited about this next guest. I welcome Jennifer Robinson to the air. Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
You have been wearing a prosthetic since 2 years old?
Yeah, absolutely. I was born with a bilateral femoral proximal deficiency, PFFD, and I had a corrective amputation when I was probably, before I was about 18 months old.
Wow.
I was born with a small foot on the right side. And so after I had the amputation, they fit me with my prosthesis, and I've been using one ever since, which is pretty, it was a long time, so 35 years.
Okay, yeah. And you actually work at a prosthetic maker, is that correct?
You know, I worked at a prosthetic clinic, orthotic and prosthetic clinic, called West Coast Brace and Limb, actually for 15 years.
Okay.
And it was an incredible experience, it was wonderful. And I got to meet a lot of other people, different ages, young, old, different amputation circumstances, different types of prosthetic devices that they all used. And, you know, every time I met somebody, their story was so different. But the thing that sort of tied us all together was this ability to adapt and move on. So it was an incredible experience. It was a great place to work.
Now, what type of prosthetics do they make? Was it just for humans or was it for animals as well?
They did see quite a number of non-human patients, dogs, cats, of all sizes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so like legs for cats and dogs?
Yep. Legs, you know, a Journey, the Golden Retriever is a therapy dog that I met there several years ago, who was born missing a front paw. And he's sort of, you know, our most well-known non-human patient, and he wears a prosthetic paw every day, and he actually goes to hospitals in the area and sort of walks, you know, through the hospitals and visits the patients that are in the hospital, and it's amazing, that connection.
Well, let's talk about the dogs real fast, because I've seen lots of tripod dogs, many, and they, you know what, they don't know that they're missing a leg. They go on about their business like it's no big deal. My question is, when we put a prosthetic on them, are we doing it for us or are we doing it for them? Does it make a big difference for them?
You know, to be honest, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, I think it makes us feel good to be able to take care of our fellow creatures here. But, you know, a Journey would not wear the prosthesis
really,
if it didn't help him.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what I mean? So he puts it on every morning to go, and it makes it easier for him to, I mean, because it's the same thing with a human being, you know, if you're putting more stress, he's putting more stress on his three other legs when he doesn't have the prosthesis. It's really adorable because he takes it off and then he sniffs his little leg, you know, and licks it and cleans it and everything like that at night. It's adorable. And he knows when to put it on every morning. So I don't think an animal isn't going to wear a prosthesis because, oh, this is going to make me look, quote-unquote, normal. Or, you know, like because of the perception, an animal is going to tolerate a prosthesis every day because it helps them.
Well, I also notice with Journey is it's the front leg. And the front leg, from my understanding, it's a little harder if they lose a front leg because they bear their weight on the front. On the back, they can get around with three legs.
Yeah, there's more body weight that's dispersed on the front limbs. But, you know, I think the interesting thing with the prosthetics is, you know, we're talking dogs, but there's a lot of other creatures that this has really helped. And, you know, there's stories of, you know, dolphins, alligators, you know, having prosthetics to help them be regular animals. So, you know, we're not talking about, you know, necessarily being pet companions, but, you know, there's wild birds, different collections where they can have, you know, beak replacements. They can have prosthetic legs. And, you know, closest thing I come to in my office is the tortoises. After we have to amputate their limb, you know, we give them either a little rolling a wheel or a skid plate. So nothing quite so high tech.
Did you guys see about a week ago the woman who's a professional surfer and a tiger shark bit her arm off and she kept competing and she just now won the championship after 10 years. She never gave up. I mean, it's so many inspirational stories. I'm just so motivated by folks that, you know, they have an obstacle, they overcome it. They don't want anybody to feel sorry for them. People like you, I mean, you're just an inspiration to everyone. And it's wonderful to talk to you.
Well, thank you. You know, I know that Darwin, you know, the survival of the fittest, you know, but I think that it really should be called, you know, survival of the creatures that can adapt the best. And I think that, you know, human, dog, cat, elephant, horse, if you can adapt, you got it made.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I'm all about. I'm actually the missing link. Not a lot of people know that.
Hal actually has a prosthetic head.
Yeah. I've overcome a lot of adversity. Which is amazing. Thank you for hanging with us today, Jennifer Robinson. And let's talk about the TV program really fast before you go. It's on PBS. It's called My Bionic Pet. What's that all about and how are you involved?
Well, basically the show sort of tracks, you know, all different types of animals. And the one thing that they all have in common is that they are wearing some sort of prosthetic device. So you're going to see different species. You're going to see different technologies. And the one thing that ties them together is, number one, that people have come together to improve the lives of these animals.
Jennifer, you're awesome.
No, thank you. You're awesome.
I hope to talk to you again real soon.
All right, you take care.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
Do you travel with your dog?
Of course. My pets are part of our family.
Me too. I take Daisy with me everywhere. Right, Daisy? So how do you find out what hotels welcome your dog?
I read Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog.
Sounds perfect for planning our next vacation. Right, Daisy?
It is.
Their motto is Leave No Dog Behind, and they have great hotel and destination reviews.
Where can I find the magazine?
Go online to FidoFriendly.com.
I will for sure. Come on, Daisy. We're off to find our next adventure.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.